Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm really glad you're part of my day today. Sean Eskenazi is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Sean is a new friend, but he won't be a new friend for long. We're gonna keep up with him and see what keep tracking his business. It's an interesting story, folks. He was formerly an attorney, a criminal defense lawyer, and he decided that that he wanted to make an honest living and be a small business owner. It's pretty cool being a small business owner, I think he determined. But the business he decided to go into is one that not too many people would undertake, to become a vertically integrated chocolate maker. And we're going to get him to tell us what all that means. And he's our new friend, Sean Eskenazi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I sure appreciate it.
It's good to have you here. And it's the Eskenazi Chocolate Factory, Chocolate Company. Is that the name?
That's it.
Eskenazi. See, you know, with a name like Blasingame, I appreciate a name like Eskenazi.
Really?
Now, what's the origin of that name?
Well, my grandfather was born in Russia, and so when he was kicked out of the country for being Jewish, raised in Argentina, and when he got to New York, they changed it for him. So it was Eskenazi, and now it's Eskenazi.
I'll be darned. That's interesting. Why didn't they just go ahead and change it, make a complete change, not just a little change?
Yeah, that's what they did. That's what they did.
So you started out your professional career as an attorney.
Right.
Is that right? And how long did you practice law?
About 20 years as a criminal defense lawyer.
Yeah. And then you just got this, you woke up one morning with some form of mental illness and decided to become a business owner?
Yeah, I wish there was a pill for that. No, what happened for me is I tried a lot of really high-profile cases, murder cases, and I just began to realize that it was time for another career, and I didn't know what it was going to be, is the problem. And so
How old were you when you started having these feelings?
Probably about 42 or 3, maybe.
Yeah.
Like a
midlife crisis kind of thing?
Well, people have said that before, and I thought I was approaching it pretty logically. I mean, I'd done this career for a long time. I'd received a lot of national recognition for the cases I tried, never lost a jury trial, and I loved it for a long time. But I could just tell in my body and my thought processes it was time for something new.
So this
wasn't
something a red Corvette convertible was going to solve. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
No, I tried that, except it was a Mercedes convertible,
okay.
But that didn't work.
That's close enough.
No. Yeah.
So then what?
Well, what I did is I committed finding another passion, finding another inspiration to prayer for about 5 years. And all the while, out of nowhere, I started grilling, and then I started cooking, then I started making chocolate desserts, and then it was about four and a half years ago, I remember where I was, and I was driving, and the idea came to me to make chocolate from scratch. I had no idea what that meant. I thought chocolate bars just showed up.
You're saying out of the blue, this thing just popped into your head?
Yeah, I had been making chocolate desserts.
Okay.
And I'd been making, souffles and things like that. But within a few months of that, I was in the Amazon.
Wow.
Studying. And the rest just kind of began
now,
to unfold.
So when you, I want to come back to this prayer thing because, we all get our inspiration from different places. Mm-hmm. When you prayed, did you pray for specifics? Did you pray for answers or did you pray for guidance? What were you thinking when you were doing that?
All of those things, Jim, because especially if you're in a career and you can, some of those prayers can be pretty desperate.
Yeah.
Because it kind of like, please, I can't do this anymore. It's not that I didn't believe in what I was doing. I loved what I was doing.
You know, people who said there are no atheists in foxholes.
Yeah.
I think you can kind of make the case that there are not any atheists in small business. Because sometimes, let me tell you. Sometimes we feel like we're in a foxhole. And that's the reason why I wanted to get you to expand on that just a little bit. And because you know, I mean, I've had those times. I've had those prayers. I still have those prayers. And I'm revealed to me what it is I'm supposed to be doing or what, you know, I think it helps. I think it helps. It helped me.
It does.
To admit that I didn't have all the answers.
It helped me in the beginning when this came to me, and it helps me now because here's the thing. I hope people don't misunderstand. I don't think that God said, hey, Sean, here's a chocolate business that I'd like for you to start, and I'm going to make you really rich, and it's nothing, and you're going to have no, and all the equipment's going to work all the time, and it'll be no problem, and sales will be great. No. Here's the thing. That's why when we're in this economy that we're in right now, I don't lose sleep, and this is going to sound crazy. I don't lose sleep over the fact that I could lose everything.
Yeah,
and I've put all my savings, and all of our family savings, into this thing.
Mm-hmm.
What I lose sleep over is when equipment's broken, when I can't meet a customer's order on time.
Right.
You know, if employees aren't getting along, those are the kind of things that I lose sleep over. Not the big picture stuff, because I just think that even if you know the worst happens, that I'm at peace with that.
So what you're saying is, instead of God saying, Sean, I'm going to make you rich, I want to make your life wonderful and perfect and happy, he said, instead, I'm going to make you a small business owner. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you know what? Maybe so.
Because that's sometimes how I feel. So you became, you were already making some chocolates, and you said, but had you ever, did you know anybody? Had you ever contemplated being a vertically? I mean, that's really extreme, Sean.
Well, it is. I mean, that's the thing. I didn't know that it came from a bean at that point. I had no idea where it came from.
Hey, Sean, I don't think I'd tell that story. I think I'd leave that part out of
I never gave it another thought. I just thought, well, if I need chocolate, I'll go to the store. Now, when I need chocolate, I go to Ecuador, Philippines.
Yeah. So you're going down there and buying like designer chocolate beans, right? Cocoa beans.
That's,
you're buying,
you know,
the best cocoa beans, right?
Right, right. I buy them by the metric ton.
And did I understand that you're making those cocoa bean growers your partner?
In a way. What we do is we started this program called A Stake in the Outcome, which is a book written by Jack Stack, one of my mentors.
Right.
And so we do three things. One, we promise we're going to pay them higher than fair trade prices, which we do. Number two, we open our books to these farmers, which means I go down there and go line by line with these farmers what our financial statement is, translated into Spanish, so they can see. The number three component of this plan,
this is
which
a great
is
way to
sharing.
The great way to build partnerships if you're going to be vertically integrated with people from, you know, other parts of the world. Hold on to that thought. Sean Eskenazi and I will be right back. We're talking about chocolate.
Are you reeling in the yeast? Stowing away the time. Are you gathering up the tea?
Welcome back. It's 23 After. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll use it to your advantage. We built it for you. Check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, we'll send it to you on Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. This next month is the 10th anniversary of our newsletter. Never missed an issue in 10 years. Also, we're going to be celebrating 12 years on the radio. So looking forward to celebrating that with you. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Sean Eskenazi is our guest, folks. I love that name almost as much as Blassingame. Askinosie. Is how you spell it if you're Googling him. I know you've all made notes of that. Sean is in the chocolate business. And, Sean, tell us how we can find your chocolate. By the way, I don't have any of your chocolate yet. You know, a lot of times when I interview people, they send me a book or they send me something that's kind of associated with. But somehow your chocolate hasn't made its way to my office. I don't understand.
Okay, I'm fixing that.
Not that I would shamelessly ask for any like that or anything like that. But
you shouldn't have had to.
I like the almond. I like it with almonds. By the way, if you got. anyway, go ahead.
Make some with almonds.
Give us the website.
The website is askinosie.com, just like you said, askinosie.com. That's the website, and we ship it all over the world, literally. And people can buy it in stores
and it's candy,
throughout
right?
the United States.
It's candy.
Um, you could say it. It's hard for me to call it candy because.
But I mean, you just a person unwraps it and eats it, right? It's not
exactly.
This is not cooking chocolate or anything like that.
No, but you could. We make cocoa powder from scratch. In fact, we're the only small batch makers in North America that make cocoa powder from scratch.
Wow!
And people bake with it. They make hot chocolate with it.
Wow!
And that's just one product. And then we make white chocolate. We're the only small batch makers in North America making white from scratch.
Do you make dark chocolate?
Yes, that's where we started.
Is it true that that's good for my heart?
There are so many studies out there, Jim, that talk about how great it is for not just your heart, but all kinds of other things.
My tongue likes it too, though. But
And the dark chocolate is good for you.
I was eating a piece of dark chocolate the other day, and somebody was teasing me, and I said, "This is for my heart. I'm doing the right thing here."
It's true, but you know what? It depends also to how much sugar you put in, and for us. We put organic sugar and cocoa beans and nothing else.
As opposed to refined sugar?
Well, or as opposed to lecithin, as opposed to other additives, opposed to cocoa butter fillers.
Mm-hmm.
We make our own cocoa butter and so it's considered premium dark chocolate.
So now you go to other countries and buy the raw materials, you bring it to the United States, do you manufacture all this in the United States?
We manufacture all of it right in our little factory in Springfield, Missouri.
Wow. Congratulations. Good for you on that. But then you not only sell it in the United States, but you export it too, right?
We do. We started exporting in Sweden. We have a distributor in Sweden, and we've been selling there for a couple of years now. And then we have a distributor in Australia, and 2 weeks ago we sent almost 2 metric tons to Australia.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thanks. For our little company, that's a lot of chocolate bars. And then we also sell to Singapore, a distributor there, and we sell to Canada, and we sell to the UK.
Are you working with the Department of Commerce, U.S. Commercial Services at all? Are they helping you?
Yes and no. I mean, I've talked with them. They have invited me to a couple of conferences, but right now, so far, all of our exports have been on our own.
Right. I recommend those guys.
Yeah, no, I know
those guys there, and if you need any help with them, let me know, because I think they do good work. I think they can help you. Another thing that you're really big on right now is getting more trade agreements. The United States getting more trade agreements, right?
I am. Here's what I'm in favor of. I'm in favor of getting more trade agreements. I'm in favor of our government really doing what they can to positively reinforce export in the United States, because I believe that export is a way for us to survive and thrive in this economy.
Yep,
because
no question.
We make great stuff in this country, and other people around the world want it and need it.
And 95% of all of our prospects live outside the United States.
Well, I don't doubt it. And I've got 6 full-time employees.
Yeah.
Even really small business should not be intimidated by exporting their products. It's not that hard.
Thank you for saying that.
It's not hard.
Are you working with EXIM Bank at all? Have you done anything with them?
Funny you should mention that. No, but my local chamber representative just gave me some contact information for them.
I know the president of EXIM Bank. Let me know if you need any help with that.
Okay.
Because they've got some new programs, Sean, that I think will help you. Help you make sure you get your money.
Well, that would be good, because it would allow me to get more orders internationally if we could do that. And I
want to hear more about your business and all that on another day. We're running out of time, and I want to keep up with you. But before you go, there's a country music song that's titled "I Know What I Was Feeling, But What Was I Thinking." How many times do you ever get that feeling yourself?
Oh, you know, probably maybe 20 or 30 times a day.
are you glad you did what you did?
I am. I'm so glad.
You know, you having fun?
I'm having fun, and it's a great challenge, but I love it.
Yeah. Has the economy affected you much?
Yes, absolutely it has. Yeah. I mean, I started this, and then, you know, I quit my law practice, and then about 6 months later, the economy went in the tank.
Yeah.
But I feel like as a lawyer, I did my best work under the greatest pressure.
I think we all do. And the most creative work, too, right?
Yes, exactly.
Hey, Sean, thank you for being here. Will you come back another day and keep us posted on how things are going?
Would love to.
Give us the website again, please.
Okay, it's askinosie.com, askinosie.com.
Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Sean. Congratulations. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Okay, thanks, Jim.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Don't go away.
Now, can you tell me
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.